and paradoxically it is in the depth of the wilderness that we can escape the grayness of the cultivated fields above. And opinions can be multiple, but the fact that we have to return to nature is not popular. And if power is the tree that corrupts, civilization are the roots, and poetry the flowers that want to escape it. And if the natural flow is not there, a deep culture ought to step in order to recover it. And poisoned arrows show courage as they don't kill the foe immediately, and solidarity as who made them gets the first share. And through the infinite valley of consciousness, we dig out the abandoned channel to nature. And the problem is that a civilization not rooted in the wilderness not only turns its people distorted, but also destructive. And it is for us to choose in the end whether we want to get wet with rain or with sweat. And with the science, the healing of our superhumanity comes less and give way to the destruction of a super machine. And ironically, in our feeling shit, we can find the power to feel much better. And we are our clan, and we will always think differently from anybody else. And with our opinions, we defend our identity and that of all our ancestors being born again within us. And even if civilization manages to flourish, another civilization that is ruthless will take over it. And the mega machine builds, and the mega machine destroys, until there will be no more. And we experienced again the joy of being hunter-gatherer in what we believe to be a period of post-scarcity, when it was in fact a period of irresponsible industrial exploitation. And the intrinsic nature of power is that nature is altered within until it collapses. And the farmer mentality in the end is deadly for both the slaves as well as their master. One effect of the machine running civilization is to erase all human traces, thus leaving us disoriented. And the art should be of relics acting as guardians within a nature that is rewilding. And revolution should consist in replacing any luxury property into a forest. And the more we evolved, the more we became efficient to perpetrate our mass murdering on the distance. And ultimately the power structure is but a mixture of cowardice and hysteria. And speculation is at the root of our disconnection with the natural consciousness. And anyone with power will eventually do something bad, and therefore the idea is to keep the possibility to get powerful low. And only in the forest we thrive, and only in the forest our misery is over. And there is no such thing as a superhero solving all our problems, but quite the contrary. And we grow up accepting a fable we not only are unable to criticize, but we will be ready to die and kill for. And because civilization generates abundance, the surplus is fermented and our senses get drunk. And the moment we get rid of our addictions is the moment we can truly reconnect to our nature. And what civilization generates is a desert in which we not only get lost, but die of thirst. And where the constructive side of civilization has progressed, the destructive side will manifest itself. And paradoxically, what survives of a system is the prime source for a new beginning. And the more we propagate, the more we become visible to the public, yet more invisible to our own selves. And what we have to recreate with technology at incredible costs, nature can provide us with no cost. And since any act of poetry is ridiculous, the soul to salvation is lost. And one idiot after another is the human flock falling off the precipice. And with every civilization, we briefly experience a Garden of Eden, later replaced by a total hell. And in the end, any belief is but a disbelief on our own nature. And the more we link to the institutional world, the more we sink with it, and the more we disconnect from it, the more we come afloat. And the perfectionism is what enslaves us in an artificial world that is far from our nature. And unlike the Paleolithic people, Neolithic people are very good in creating a desert. And conflicts are not only trends, but gains and losses in a power structure determining how we live. And out of our captivity within the system, we grow frustrated and want a change, but do not realize that any system will bring a new type of frustration unless it is eradicated. And in a power structure, our only liberty is to drunken our nature so as not to realize we are total slaves. And the moment we subtract ourselves from being exposed to the nature outdoor, we get disturbed from our inner nature. And technology keeps on penetrating us with its darts until of us there will be no more. And ultimately we are divided from nature by a myriad of artificial layers. And unless we constantly upgrade to the new convention, we are not only deemed as obsolete, but as dangerous. And the struggle is not being a poet, the struggle is to communicate our poetry to a robotized society. And ultimately there is nothing more rigid than a clock to break our nature. And within a system, creativity gets locked in a state of convention in which any creator is doomed to rot. And our anger is in death, a sense of pity for humanity having to undergo regimentation. Only light as a feather we can fly, although we don't have any money to fly. And all set to get the power machine to work, the biological machine stops working. And it is to be said that before artificial intelligence managed to become like us, we became like it. Ultimately, it is a system in which we are forced to give in our nature to those who betray their nature to climb the power structure. And in the end, children are entitled to play with the medium of their bureaucracy, whether paper or screen. And what they call privilege to be part of civilization, we can call enforcement to be separated from nature. No matter whether your ancestors were noble savages, if you don't do anything, you'll become an evil civilized human. And numbers are the strength of the stupids.